सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
सो चैप्टर 3 ऑफ भगवद गीता स्टार्ट्स विथ अ क्वेश्चन बाय अर्जुन कि लॉर्ड प्लीज टेल मी इफ नॉलेज इज बेटर देन एक्शन व्हाई आर यू टेलिंग मी टू डू दिस घोर कर्म टेरिबल एक्शन ऑफ किलिंग पीपल and you have to tell me, suggest me one, what am I supposed to do? Do the kartavya karma, do my bounden duty, follow the karma yoga, or am I entitled to jnana yoga? Am I entitled to jnana yoga? Tad ekam vad nischitya, please tell me one. Then Bhagwan said, I have already told you there are two paths. Earlier also I have said, and now also I am saying, there are two paths. One is Gyan Marg, another is Karma Marg. So Sankhyanam, for the Sankhyanam, Gyan Yoga, and for Yoginam, Karma Yoga. Yoginam, those who are beginner in the spiritual sadhana, they have to start with Karma Yoga. We should be very, very clear about this. Those who are starting the spiritual practice, they should start with Karma Yoga. Then Arjun was not interested in fighting a war. So na karmana arambat naiskarmam purusho na ustate na karmana, if you don't start action, kaam nahi karenge. By that you are not going to get realization. You will not get siddhi. You will not get the supreme truth. You will not get reality. Or na cha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhi gacchati, or whatever you are doing, you stop it. Nahi kaam karenge. Then also you will not get siddhi, you will not get realization. So by not starting an action, you will not get realization. Or by stopping an action, that also you will not get. Siddhi you will not get, realization you will not get. Then Lord said, nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishti akarma krit. Nobody can stay without an action, even for a moment, because the prakriti, your guna, sattva, rajas and tamas will force you to act in this world. Then he says, some people are karmendriyani sayam aste manasasmaran. Some people are, they have stopped their karmendriyan, organs of action. They are not doing anything, as if they are meditating. But manasasmaran, by mind they are thinking. Thinking about what? Indriyan artha. They are thinking about the sense objects. Bimur atma mithyacharasa uchyate. Those people are all bimur atma. They are all deluded people. By not doing action, by your organs of action, but thinking about the worldly things, sense objects, thinking about the worldly things or the sense object, they are all hypocrite, mithyachar. Then other person is that, yastu indriyani mansa niyamya arabhate arjuna. Other person is, he is doing action, but he has control. He has got some control on his actions. Karma indriya karma yogam, and all the karma indriya are doing the karma actions they are doing. How? As a karma yoga they are doing. The first type of person was not doing any action. This person, the second type of person, is doing lot of action. But he has got some control. Asakta sabhishyate. But he is not attached to the fruit of action. Sabhishyate. He excels, Lord says. Now Lord says in sloka number 8, Niyatam Kuru Karma, answer to the question of Arjun. Tad ekam bad nishchitya. Ek batao Bhagwan, mere ko kya karna hai? Should I do the karma yoga or should I go for jnana yoga? Lord said, Niyatam Kuru Karma Tvam. You should perform your duties. Niyatam Kuru Karma. Karma jayu ya karma na? It is better than not doing any action. Sarir yatra pichate ne prasiddhet akarmana. If you don't act, if you don't do any action, then it's very difficult to maintain this body also without action. How to do this action? So sloka number 8 tells what to do. Niyatam kuru karma. We all have to do our bounden duties, kartavya karma. And that is applicable to all of us. And second, how to do it? Yagyardarth karmano anyatra lokoyam karma nandana. Any action which is not done in the form of a yagya lokoyam in this manusya loka, karma bandhana, it will bind you. Any action which is not done in the form of yajna will bind us. So actions you cannot stop. Action we cannot stop. How to act in the world? Yajnyarthat karmano anyatra. If you are not doing action in the form of yajna, it is going to bind us. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Tadartham, tadartham, tat means that Lord, artham for him. So all our actions should be dedicated to Lord. And mukta sanga means without any expectation of particular result, samachara, it should be done. So we were discussing this in our last session, yajnyadharth karmana anyatra lokoyam karma bandana. So yajna means yajnyovai Vishnu, yajnyovai Vishnu. So in place of yajna, you can substitute yajna with Vishnu. Any action which is not dedicated to Vishnu will bind us. Any action which is not dedicated to Vishnu means any action which is not done for the happiness of Vishnu will bind us. Are you getting it? Yajyarthat annatro karma loko yam karma bandana. All the actions should be in the form of yajna. What is yajna? Yajna by Vishnu. Yajna means Vishnu. One of the name of Vishnu is yajna. In Vishnu Sahasranam you will find it. Okay. Then, normally what we have seen earlier, people fear duty. So yajnyarth means dedicated action. Dedication action means for the happiness of the Lord of Vishnu. We have to act in that way. Okay. Why should we worship Vishnu? Because he is the most powerful, most knowledgeable. He owns the whole world. He is sarva-saktiman, sarvagya, and he is the owner of all Sri. He knows dharma, he knows vairagya, He knows moksha, everything he knows. There is nobody greater than Bhagwan. Therefore, we have to do our actions for his happiness. He is the most worshipful. Okay, so yagyarth means Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. So this word we will be using many times. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi, don't think whatever I do, I will offer it to Ishwar. No, not that way. Sometimes we come and do the puja of Radha Krishna. And some people bring some fruits which are not that fragrant or not that good, overripe. But we think the Lord will accept it. You can offer. He's not going to accept it. So good karma he will accept. He will not accept any bad karma. What is yagyarthart anyatra? What karma is called yagyartha anyatra? Kamya karma. Kamya karma and nisiddha karma, both are other than yagyarthart. So here, Bhagwan says that you try to refrain from doing kamya karma and nisiddha karma. What is the difference between kamya karma and nisiddha karma? Both actions are for self only. It is not for the happiness of the Lord, it is for my happiness. When the action is done in the righteous way, we call it kamya karma. When we transgress the righteousness or fulfill our desire in unrighteous way, it is nisiddha karma. See, both karma, kamya karma and nisiddha karma, are for my own satisfaction. Not for the happiness of the Lord. Not for the happiness of the Lord. Therefore, yagyartha anyatra karma, lokoyam karma bandhana. How they bind, we all know. When the fruit of action comes, sometimes we say, we like this fruit. Sometimes we say, we don't like this fruit of action. The fruit of action which we like, we want to do it again and again because we want to eke out happiness from the sense objects. So therefore we visit that sense object again and again. Okay, it binds us. Binds us means the papa punya will come, impression will come, vasana will be formed. According to the vasana, you will again have desire, and according to the desire, actions will happen. Action will brood fruit of action. Fruit of action will again bring vasana, likes and dislikes. So this way this cycle continues, and this vasana is the blueprint which we give to the Lord for our next body. Next body. So the next body depends on us, not Lord. Depends on us, how we are forming our vasanas. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. He kaunteya, perform actions for the sake of Lord alone, free from all attachment. Mukta sanga means don't expect any particular fruit of action. So Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and Prasad Buddhi. Mukta sanga means Prasad Buddhi. So all the actions should be for Ishwar Arpan and Prasad Buddhi. Now people fear duty. Do I have to do my duty whole life? We have duty toward family, toward society, toward state, country, universe. And it is now, we see, it's not restricted to our family. Most of the people think, oh, my duty is only up to this. After that, I don't have any duty. No, no, no. This is not correct. So here, Lord says, do your duty well. Doing work well is not a burden. We think duty is burden. Most of us, we think that our duty is burden on me, you know. It's a burden. Okay, but the karma yogi does his duty efficiently. It is because of the love toward the Lord. You see, what is the difference? I am trying to now take you to the love part in the karma. The love factor, how important it is in karma yoga, let us see that. Without love, work will be stressful. Most of us, we feel that we are stressed, strained. With the example, with some of the example, we will be able to understand the love factor in the karma yoga. Like the children love to play. Hence feel no strain. Khelte hai, khelte hai, khelte hai, no strain. But you ask them to study, they don't love. They don't love study. Therefore, they feel stress and strained. So what we do? We give them, offer them as a reward. Okay, you complete this chapter and I know the weakness of my child, that he loves vanilla ice cream. Loves vanilla ice cream. So for that vanilla ice cream, he will complete his studies. Then I give him. And slowly, 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 he starts developing love toward his studies. Even in studies also, you'll find the children which they love a particular subject, they are good in that. The subject which they don't like, they feel stressed. Love is very important factor. In our householder life, Mahatma gives this example. If mother-in-law is coming for 3 days, it's headache for daughter-in-law. But if son is coming, even if you have got the headache, you are very happy. Why? You don't love mother-in-law, you love son. See the love factor. Why daughter-in-law is getting the stress, headache? She doesn't love mother-in-law. It's not always the same case in all families. Sometimes. Example. Karma yoga is love. When you love duty, you do well. Tansen was a ratna. There were 9 gems in the darbar of Akbar. And Tansen was one of them. Master in his singing. And Akbar was very happy with Tansen. Once he asked him to sing in the court, Tansen sang. And Akbar, out of his happiness, he said, "You are best." Tan said, "No, I am not best." "Who is best?" "My guru Haridas is best." Most of us in the place of Tansen, we should have kept quiet, na? Okay. Maharaj is saying that you are best. Go, theek hai Maharaj, de do kuch humko. But Tansen said, "No, I am not best. Haridas is best." So Akbar said, "Bulao unko." Akbar, he is the emperor. "Bulao unko, Haridas ko." "He will not come. He will not come." Then, okay, we both will go. In disguise, they went there. Haridas in his kutiya, he was singing out of love for Lord. When they heard, Akbar went into meditation. Then and there. Then and there. Then Akbar said to Tansen, "Why don't you sing like that, your guru?" He said, "I sing for you, he sings for Lord. That is the difference. Love for Lord. Love for Lord." See the difference. Even in Ramayana, you'll find Hanumanji was earlier serving Sugriv. He was an ordinary monkey. He was serving there. The moment he started working for Ramji for hire, see the difference. He was working for a king, Sugriv. Now he started working for Ramji. Now after that, you see the strength of Ramji doing his duty. So what we have to do, make our altar high. So we have to do all our actions as a Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi, we all have to act. Even in the case of Gandhiji, why I'm giving you so many examples, just to show the love factor, how it acts in the action. Gandhiji, when he was practicing in South Africa as a lawyer, so he used to perspire there, no? Pata nahi kya hoga? When you appear in the court, whether you will win or you will lose. But the same Gandhiji, when he fought for the freedom of the country, took a pinch of salt and marched. It shook British Empire. See? Love for country higher. When Gandhiji was practicing for self, what was his state? Gandhiji is working for country now. Higher. See his state? It shook British Empire. So karma yoga is a secret of joy, large profit, fulfillment, and liberation. When we dedicate our actions for the higher, the grace will come. Grace will come. Earlier in the Narad Bhakti Sutra, we were just discussing about the Mahat Kripa and Bhagavat Kripa. We have to do our duty. We have to do all our actions for the happiness of the Lord. After that, Mahat Kripa will come. Bhagavat Kripa will come. Everything will happen. Mukta Sangha Samachara. Samacharan means the Samyak Acharan. The cause of Samyak Acharan is the Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means the maximum efficiency in actions will happen when one is not disturbed with the fruit of action. Karma fall. Once one is not disturbed with the fruit of action, then efficiency will come. Samattam yoga uchyate or yoga karmasu kausalam. So perform karma yoga because it is a sadhana for jnana. It is a means for knowledge. Okay. So up to this slok, we can draw an inference that the karma yoga is sadhana for jnana. First inference up to this slok is karma yoga is the means for jnana yoga. Now second set of argument will come, then the third set of argument Lord will give why we should do karma yoga. So now he says from in verse number 10 to 13, creator ordained karma yoga. Creator Brahmaji said that you have to do karma yoga. Normally what we do, we all act according to the last wish of our father. You know? At the time of deathbed, whatever our father said, we try to complete it. Oh, I have borrowed so much of money, could not pay. Okay, you see that he is paid. Or make a temple. I was constructing temple, now it is not complete. You continue and complete it. We try to fulfill the desire of our father. But who is Brahmaji? Brahmaji is the first father, first being in this world. And we are all his children. But I am not close to Brahmaji. I know my father, but I don't know Brahmaji. We may not know Brahmaji. We may not be close to Brahmaji, but Brahmaji is close to us. He is very close to us. Achha. So creator wants all of us to be successful, hence advises us to do karma yoga. Brahmaji wants us to do the karma yoga. Creator knows the secrets of action and suggests us that we all must do. We are all part of creation. We are not outside creation. Hence his instructions about karma yoga is binding on all of us. Brahma is the creator of the whole world. He has said that you have to do actions in this way and we have to follow because we are in his creation. Okay. Earlier also we have said karma yoga is for the purification of mind and after that we become entitled for jnana yoga. Now slok number 10.
Sahayagya praja srishtva
पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः
पुरोवाच प्रजापतिः
अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वम्
अनेन प्रसविष्यध्वम्
एषवोस्तिष्ठकामधुक
सह यज्ञा प्रजा सृष्ट्वा पुरोवाच प्रजापति द प्रजापति द क्रिएटर द फर्स्ट प्रजापति ब्रह्मा जी आफ्टर दैट वी फाइंड मेनी प्रजापति मरीचि आदि आर ऑल द प्रजापति सो ब्रह्मा जी क्रिएटेड ऑल मैनकाइंड विथ सहयज्ञ सहयज्ञ विथ यज्ञ He created. All of us, we are created with Sahayagya. And as per Shastra, there are five yagya are applicable to all Grihastha. Five yagya are applicable to all Grihastha. Not to Brahmachari, not to Vanprastha, and not to Sannyasi. Clear? Five yagya are applicable to only grihastha, not brahmachari, not vanprastha, and not sannyasi. What are these? Deva yagya, pitri yagya, bhuta yagya, nri yagya, and brahma yagya. These are the five yagya he has suggested. Anena prasavishyadham esava astu ishtakam dhuk. Prasavishyadham means may you prosper. By this, you shall prosper. Let this be the milk cow of your desires, Kamadhenu, mythological cow, which is all desire object. It was in the ashram of Vasishtha. So Brahmaji created all of us with the five yagya, and it is our duty to perform these yagya. It is our duty. Okay. Five yagya represents our participation in society. It is to be performed for the cosmic order. No one is self-made. We all are interdependent. Whole cosmos is working for us. We should be obliged to all. What is Brahma Yajna? Brahma Yajna is the spiritual knowledge. It is not havan. It is not that fire ritual. What it is? It is worship of Veda. Veda. One meaning of Brahma is Veda also. Veda. Brahma means also the Brahman, the supreme truth. Brahma means Veda also. Brahma means Brahman also. So wherever Brahma word comes, according to context we have to take, either it is Brahman or it is Veda or it is the supreme truth. Brahma. Not Brahma. Brahma. So Brahma Yajna, Brahma Yajna is the spiritual knowledge. So we have to study scripture, we have to share knowledge, we have to spread knowledge, and we have to encourage knowledge. This way we have to repay our debt. This is Brahma Yajna. Very simple. Study. Then after that you share, you spread the knowledge. Okay. In our Chinmay mission, the whole of Vedanta course consisting of maybe of 100 brahmacharis, sometimes sponsored by one person. Cost of 100 brahmachari for 2 years course is sponsored by one person. Brahma Yajna. Brahma Yajna. Next is Nri Yajna. Many people contributed to our prosperity, our school teacher, water supply, government, or the farmers. Farmers. Everybody is contributing for us. We are not farming. We are not doing the farming work and get the grain and after that we will eat. No, we are not doing it. And all animals, plants, birds gives us joy. How to repay? How to repay? It is suggested that atithi satkar should be done. Atithi satkar. Who is atithi? One who comes without tithi, without date, without appointment. And nowadays everybody, before he comes to your house, he gives you a ring. Can I come? This time. He is not atithi. He comes with an appointment. Atithi satkar.
Bhutayagya. All beings have a role to play in cosmos. Do not harm them. Assist them by giving them food. If you see your family's ancestors, they used to cook one roti for cow, one roti for crow or bird, something like that. So that is to be done. Because they are also doing the world cosmos work. Lord has given the birds, snakes and all the beings specific work, and they are all doing, they are all helping. They are doing their duty. Pitriyagya, we have inherited culture, values and language from our ancestors. Our body is also because of them. So we should serve them while living and after their departure by Shraddha and Tarpan. This is to be done. Pitriyagya. Devayagya, whole cosmos is run by Devta like Indra, Vayu, Agni. They have made our life comfortable. We should offer food to Devta, Guru. Therefore, when we take our bhojan, we do Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Vi, Brahma Agnav, Brahma Nahutam, Brahma Ivatena Gantabhyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. We say that, offer it to Devta. So thus all human beings are created by Brahmaji with these yagya. We are part of cosmos. We should assist Devta, be a positive contributor to cosmic order. Don't waste and pollute 5 Mahabhut. We also will be benefited in return. If we don't pollute, we will be benefited. So this is the command and blessings of Brahmaji. Do the yagya and prosper. Now a question may arise in your mind. How does it work? Pata nahi, you have said about the 5 yagya and all that, but how it works? How will I be benefited? Lord says, acha, socha, socha. I am telling you how you will be benefited. Sloka number 11.
Devan bhavayatanena.
Devan bhavayatanena.
Te deva bhavayantu vah.
Te deva bhavayantu vah.
Parasparam bhavayantah.
Parasparam bhavayantah.
Shreya paramavapsyatha.
Shreya paramavapsyatha. Devan bhavayat anena te deva bhavayantu vah. Bhavayat means nourish. Anena, with this. With this 5 yagya, you nourish Devata. He has taken one example. And this example is about the Deva yagya. The 5 yagya we talked about, out of that 5 yagya, Lord is taking one example of Deva yagya. How it is working, Deva yagya is working. Devan bhavyata anena, with this you do nourish the gods. And may these Devta nourish you. You nourish Devta and Devta will nourish her. Parasparam bhavayanta shreya paramavapasyata. Thus nourishing one another, you shall attain the highest. So doing our duty, swadharma, toward Devta, Pitra, Rishi, Manushya and Bhuta, may you nourish. Brahmaji wants that we all should do our 5 yagya so that we all prosper. Okay. So how devatas are nourished? Pehle to ye batao. So it is said, devatas are nourished by mantra and oblation given in the fire habis. Fire carries habis to concerned devata. Their devata bless us. So when we do the fire rituals, what we do? We chant some mantra and then offer the oblation. And the oblation is given in the fire. And fire is the courier, speed post. It will take to the Devta. And Devta, by getting that avish, they become happy and they bless us. They bless us. So what we will get? So blessing of Devta, we will get the rain in time. Sun will give required energy and the wind will blow at required speed. We will get grain. Anna milega, food milega.
if we do our duties, five yagya, out of that five yagya, one is deva yagya. Lord has taken one example of deva yagya and how it is working, he's showing. If you nourish devata, devata will also bless you. How devata will bless you? They will bless you with the sun, wind, and rain. This will help us to get grains. Okay. Then this way, nursing each other, we will reach Param Shreya. Not only this. You see, if we do the yagya, there are two benefits. One is the material benefit, another the spiritual benefit. Be very careful. We are going very in detail. You are getting grain. Grain is the material wealth. Not only that, you will get the Param Shreya. Param Shreya means the best thing, the spiritual growth. When I am doing my duty in Yajna Roop, my mind is getting purified, I am spiritually growing. In Kamya Karma or Nisiddha Karma, I may be growing materially, but I am not growing spiritually. So which one should we take? Kamya Karma or the Karma Yoga? If you want both material and spiritual gain, we have to do Karma Yoga. So we'll get both material and spiritual prosperity. So perform duty, spiritual unfoldment will happen. Creator is advising, do not ignore it. If we ignore, it is our own peril. Brahmaji is telling us how to act in the world. He is explaining in detail. In detail. The whole science is slowly opening up for us. So his advice is command. So do yagya, devata will bless you. Devata will bless you. Okay. So we have to stop here today. We have got another session at 10:40. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.